thing. I assume that he did that Sapo did the Mishnah sauce after Gemara and after Chaf Gemara, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Mikol Makai Mat Maitaima. So what's the reason that you stop? Right? Remember the Mishnah says that you stop. Right? You stop if he poos himself.
Yeah.
Yes? So Mishum Nikla is embarrassing. He's totally disgraced. Very accurate description. Anybody who's older than, you know, your nappy age. Very accurate, okay. Amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Minayin L'Ritzua Shehishel Egel Dichziv Arba'im Yakenu V'samichle Loisach Sayim Shar Arba'ed Dishay. So how do you know that the strap of the lashes should be made from leather? From cow's leather specifically, because it says Arba'im Yakenu, which is you should strike him 40 times, and then right after it says Loisach Sayim Shar Arba'ed Dishay, you should not prevent a shor, a male cow, from eating while it's doing work. Right? Therefore, we see cows and lashes are linked together, and therefore you should make the lashes from cow leather. How do you know, let's say a woman is married and then Rahman al-Islam, her husband dies childless. Right? So now she has to marry his brother. It's called Yibon. What happens if the brother happens to be b'mikra covered in boils? Do you force her to marry him? The answer is we do not. On the ground, for the same loisach, because the pasuk says loisach same shardisha, you shouldn't put the ox in a situation where it can't eat, right? And then right after it says kiish was achim yachdav, that has the rules of yibum. Therefore, we see that a similar concept operates in yibum, that you won't force her to remain in a situation which is repulsive to her. Okay. Anybody who disgraces the Moados, who disgraces Yamim Tovim, makes fun of them. Right? Well, it's as though he was over Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it says, what pasuk is that from, by the way? What parish is that from, by the way? Since we've already read it this year, I expect everybody to know.
Right.
Kitava.
It's what's
we call
it.
Not
Kitava. It's
Very good. Kitisa. Right? And then after, and then right after, it says, Es Chagamatzes Shishmer. You should keep Chagamatzes. Therefore, we see that if you don't keep the Moadis, it's as though you were Oved Oved Azara. Why is that? What's that question? I'm not sure. But there you go. Vemar Sheshes Bishrum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Kolam Esafer Lashon Hara, Kolam Akabal Lashon Hara, Kolam Meid Eidu Sheker, Ro'i Le Hashlichai Le Klavim, Dixiv Le Kelash Tashlichu Noitzei, Vesamich Lei, Loi Sisa, Shei Masha, Vemar Kari Bein Nami, Loi Sasi. Okay. So it says, anybody who tells Lashon Hara, or anybody who even listens to Lashon Hara, or anybody who gives false edus in a Bezdin, right, you should chuck him to the dogs to be eaten. Right? Why? Because it says, this is not a halacha ma'aseh comment, by the way. Because the pasuk says, "Lakelav tashlichu noisa," you should throw the meat from an avila to dogs to eat it. And after that, it says, "Loisi sashe mashav," you shouldn't listen to false hearings, which is the law on listening to lashon hara. And then we have a drasha, "Loisi sav and loisasi," and you should not cause it to be heard. Okay. Fine. Where is the line in the Mishnah? Okay, v'shtei rutsui shel chomer. So there's two straps are made from donkey olos v'yodos ba. Go up and down the stick, right? No, so go through the straps. There's four straps. It says here that there's two straps which are divided into two, so really four straps, right? From cow's leather and then two from donkey leather. Tana shel chamor kededarish hahu gilila leider of chista. Yadashar keneo vechamor evos ba'alav Yisrael yedav egoyer amar kashra yavai mishe makir evos ba'alav Yifrei mishe ene makir evos ba'alav. Okay, so this is the reason why we have a drasha, we have a brisa. Tana Shachor, okay, as we had as somebody from the Galilee darshened in front of Rav Chista, right? The pasuk says that a shor knows his owner, right? And the chamor a donkey knows who fills his trough with water. Yisrael don't. Therefore, the one who knows will come and strike the one who does not know. Yada tefach goimer, the handle of the lashes should be tefach. Amar Rabbi Abaye Shmarina, kol chanda vechand lechun lefum gavei avdinanle. What was that? I'm trying to remember what that was. I'm sorry. Well done, I'll be crazy. I'm not saying every strap is doubled over, right? It's attached at both ends to the top of the handle, and then says, and then Rava responds to the statement of Abaye, if that's true, then we've got too many straps, right? We end up with too many straps. Rava says, Afkasa isle kivai mikter be kivai merapeba. So, it has. Maybe. I'm sorry, I don't know what this means. Okay, so what it says, right? It's the Abaye says, "Shmami nakol chavechad lefum gavei avdin and lei." We make each person who is going to be whipped its own handle, but it's a tefach, right? A tefach is a subjective measure; it's based on the size of his hand, right? Amarle raving kein nafish lo ratzuis tova. Bezdin's going to have this ridiculous collection of whips. It's not useful, right? Basically, what happened is they would make a loop, which was the candle, right? And it would fit the hand of the person who's lashing it. And they would tighten it and loosen it. Based on whoever was giving the lashes. That way it would fit well. Okay. Malkin Osoi Vechule. Where's the... There it is. I'm just looking for those words in the Mishnah. Mana Malkin Osoi Vechule. Where does all this come from? Amarav Kahana Damar Kravi Pilash Avegi Kolifanov, Devisha Savi Misparisha Achas Milfanov, Devisha Ishuyes Miacharav. So, how do we know we do the lashes? Remember, you saw we heard in the Mishnah one in front and then two behind, right? The reason why is because the pasuk says, and they listen to the place, of course, right? The pilosh will be kol lechanav. They will hit him in front of him, right? Pre rishasay b'mitzvah. Rishachas milchanav. One sort of evil or one bad in front, and then two. That means there will be two behind. Right, that's the deal. Okay. Yeah, no, one in the front, two in the back. There's only one person looking at him. Okay, in Malkino. So, how do you know that the strap is folded over itself? As it says, Vehi Piloi, right, and he will cause him to fall over, right? Wait, but we need to make the guy lie down, so how can it teach us anything about the whip? Right? Imkein lichto kra yatehu. It should have said yatehu, you tilt him. When I say Vehi Piloi, right? He teaches us both. He teaches us that you make the whip fall, and it means teaches us that you make the person fall. Where was that in the Mishnah? He hits with one hand with his, all of his strength, right? Tana Rabban, we have a braisa, Ein ma midin chazanin ela chasiri koyach v'yisiri mada. So we don't choose people who are going to administer lashes except for people who are a little bit weaker, right? They're not the strongest people in the community. V'yisiri mada, and they're very clever, right? Why do they need to be so clever? So they'll know, they'll realize the person's dying, right? A person can die because of this treatment. So to realize this, we don't want to kill him, right? Make sure he doesn't die. Rabbi Yehuda Imera, Filuchasari Mada, Yisarika. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a big deal. I'm a Rava, Kavasei, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mistabra. Rava says we should pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Dichsiv, Lo Yosif, Pen Yosif, Yam Ras Mishlam, Chasari Mada, I know that Sarich. Lazuri, Ela Yam Ras Yisari Mada, Mitsarich, Lazuri.
Sorry.
Rava said, the pasuk says that you lo Yosef, pen Yosef, that you shouldn't add more, right? Why would you need to warn someone that you don't add more than the 39 lashes that are meant to be administered? It must be the person's not so bright, so he doesn't understand. We said arba'im yakenu lo Yosef, don't add more, right? Rabbanan ein mezarzin el mezarez tana, right? Rabbanan. Say no. Sometimes you need to, even for people who are, you don't encourage people to not to, you don't like tell people what to do unless there's somebody who you think will listen to you, right? So this person, he's a mizari. Don't, he's a good person. Don't you do, you need to warn him not to do anymore. Tanakshul magbiya magbiya shdei adab. When he lifts the whip, he should do it with two hands. Okshel make makebi adab achas. But when he hits strikes down, he should do it with only one hand. I think that means that it'll come from its own strength, right? That it will come based on its weight. It'll fall, that it won't fall quite. It won't fall quite as much from his own strength. There is a gerus akir, the tzeisi mirazia. That'll come from, I suppose, thinness or something. It's apparently the gerus of the aruch. And there's somebody who is the koire, somebody's going to read these psukim im lois yishmur la asois is called divrei hatorah zois achsuvim basefer hazeh liirah es Hashem nikbad v'anirah hazeh es Hashem elokecha v'yipa Hashem es makoisecha v'es makoisarecha makois g'day lois v'ne'emenois v'chalayim ra'im v'na'aminin. So that's from the Teichach and Kisavo, right? Because of the words v'yifla Hashem es makoisecha, that's why, right? Tanu Rabbanan, right? We have Raisa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yanin Koyri Hasheni Moine Vashlishi Amir Hakeu Bizman Shemaka Meruba Ma'arich Bizman Shemaka Muetes Mekatzer. So the most important Dayan reads the Pesukim. The second most important Dayan he counts, and the third most important Dayan he tells the guy who's actually the guy who's administering the flogging to actually do it each time. Whip, right? If they're hitting very, very hard or there are a lot of lashes, then he'll read more slowly. That way the person has a little bit of a break. And if they're not, then he'll read faster and the lashes will come a little bit close together. But we said, didn't we say that he should return to the beginning of the Pesukim, right? He should reread them. So it says, mitzvah letzamzein, right? I suppose the meaning of that is that you have to isolate everything. Everything has to be separate, right? So first you read, then you count, then you strike. And if not, then you have to start reading again if you didn't do it right. Tanurabanan makaraba inli ela makaraba makamwetis minayin tamul nomer lo yusif. So how do we know that the pasuk says a makaraba, a great strike? How do we know that even a very weak strike will count to the 4 to 39? Tamul nomer lo yusif, you shouldn't add inkin matamul nomer makaraba limit arashonos shehein makaraba. In that case, why does the pasuk say makaraba? So Rashi says basically it teaches you that you can actually force him to accept these lashes, right? There's no such thing as him protesting and running away, whatever. No, like tie him down or something, force him. Okay, the simple meaning Rashi explains it that way. He mentions that there is another parash here. A simpler way to understand it is that you should hit him very, very hard right at first, and then maybe later on you can do a little bit softer if you know you can see he's not dealing well with it. Right, or something like that. I don't know. Okay. Niskalkel vechule. So niskalkel in the Mishnah. In other words, if he either poos himself or he wets himself, then he is pottery. The makos stop. And by the way, even if the makos didn't start, if he just from fear soiled himself, that's enough. Right? Tanu rabbonon agadol shebenayanim korea. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading it. Tanu rabbonon echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha berei ve'loi b'mayim d'vireyu rabbi vodomer ha'ish berei ve'aisha b'mayim v'chamerunim echad ha'isha ben berei ben b'mayim. Okay, so we have a three-way method. Tanayim, Rabbi Meir says that if a man soils himself or a woman wets herself, that's enough. Rabbi Meir says that if either a man or a woman soils himself. Rabbi Yehuda says if a man soils himself or a woman wets herself. And Chachamim say it makes no difference, right? Either whether they soil themselves or wet themselves, the halacha is that they are patur. V'asanya Rabbi Yehuda Meir echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha berei. The way we have another bracha says that Rabbi Yehuda says that whether it's a man or a woman, they are only potter if they soil themselves. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak shneim shavin berei. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says no. The din is that both a man and a woman can potter themselves by soiling themselves, but a woman can also potter herself by wetting herself, which is less dramatic. Amar Shmuel kaftuhu veratz mi beizdin potter. Shmuel says if they tie him down and somehow frees himself and runs away, he's actually potter. Meitive Kala, Ben Birishonis, Ben Bishni, Ben Birishonis, Ben Bishnia, Pochinosai, Nifsika Ratsua, Bishnia, Pochinosai, Biritsua, Ein, Pochinosai. So we say, we have a bright that says, if he soils himself prior to the first lashes, he's putter. But if the ropes actually snap, there's only putter after he's already been lashed at least once. Right? So it seems to contradict more. So it says it's a mile havi karat. So he says there should be no difference from if he frees himself and runs away. There shouldn't be distinct. Hasam rats hacha loy rats. No, there he didn't run. He didn't disgrace himself because he didn't run. If he runs away in fear, that's like he's disgraced himself. He shows that he's very, very afraid. That's enough. Right? So it's the same basic logic as if he soils himself from fear. Tan rabbanan amdu shilikshayilke kala. Okay, so we have a braisa that says if they think that he's such an afraid person that the second they start administering the malchus, he will pull himself, he will soil himself, right? Then they patch himself. They patch him. He doesn't have to get malchus, right? But if when he leaves Beis Din, he will soil himself. Right? If he receives the malchus and then leaves and he soils himself afterwards from the pain or something, then already they don't patter him. Doesn't mention it. I assume not. Doesn't mention it. And that doesn't even matter. And not even matter if he soils himself before we start the whole procedure. Then we don't. Then he's not pater. Why? Because we solve any club and noisha loisha laka b'karavibesdin. It's not saying why, because the pasuk says and you will strike him and then vekal v'nikle and he will be disgraced, and not that. And not that he shakalad really should be, but that he disgraced himself already in Beis Din. Right? Let's do it. Mishnah Kol Chayav Krisa Shelaku Nifteru Yedei Krisa Sam. What do you have today? Oh, you have Zering? Okay, so he starts at 6, so fine. So in that case, I